It's Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is called Hands-On with the Panasonic Combination Oven. It's a review. I'm one of the Panasonic Intelligent Living Mums, and under this scheme, I've had the opportunity to visit Panasonic headquarters and see their rather fabulous Ideas Kitchen in action. I've had the chance to get hands-on with their products, and I've had the chance to test some of their products at home as well. A couple of months ago, a huge box was delivered to the Geek residence containing a rather snazzy combination oven. That's a microwave, grill, and convection oven all rolled into one. Our challenge, should we choose to accept it, was to try and cook with the thing. For me, this was a challenge, first of all, because I'm not really known for my cooking skills, and second of all, because apparently these combination ovens can be a bit tricky to get the hang of. I did have to actually read the manual, which is very thick at first glance, but a lot of that is due to the fact it contains loads of recipes. Actually, it's a really detailed and easy to follow manual, so I've had no problems actually operating the microwave. It can operate as a bulk standard microwave. It's a very powerful 1,000-watt one, so I'm having to get used to it cooking things slightly quicker than I'm used to. The grill has got three different settings of various heats, and the convection oven operates at anything between 100 degrees C and 250 degrees C. And the best thing is you can use any combination of these cooking modes, meaning that you get, you know, you've got the microwave to make things cook quicker, but you've also got the grill if you want a crispy top on something, or the oven for all-round heating. It makes beautiful jacket potatoes with a nice soft, you know, it's lovely fluffy insides and crispy outside, so I'm a big fan of it for that. The microwave itself doesn't have a turntable. It has a completely flat bottom. It comes with a glass tray that you can place on the bottom to act as a drip tray, and I must say I haven't noticed any difference in the consistency of cooking of this the microwave versus a traditional turntable microwave. You also get in the box a wire tray that will slot into one of two slots on the oven, a ceramic tray, and an anti-spark ring, which is something that you can place between a metal tin and the wire shelf and still use the microwave without getting sparks inside. So you really can use any combination for cooking. It's great. There are loads of lovely recipes for the oven, both in the manual and on the Ideas Kitchen website. I tried a recipe for chicken gratin, which came out really well and the Geek Daddy loved, but unfortunately the kids both declared they didn't like the leeks that were in it, so I haven't tried making it again. I've also been trying to make chocolate brownies in it, not quite got the recipe quite yet, but I have included in the blog post a useful video that I found recently of how to do this, and it gives you a really good overview of how the combination oven works, so it's worth having a watch of that if you're interested. We are mostly using the oven for convenience foods. I've talked about jacket potatoes already, but it's also great for things like fish fingers and chips. The convection oven heats up really quickly. You don't necessarily have to do preheating before you stick stuff in it. So I can cook fish fingers for the kids for tea from the freezer to the plate in 10 to 12 minutes, which is definitely faster than my traditional oven. It's got loads of auto-cook programs and presets. It's also got a chaos defrost mode, which is supposed to make it quicker for defrosting things. It all sounds very clever. I've got no idea how it works. It's more expensive than just a simple microwave to buy. This particular model retails for £330 in the Panasonic online store, although I found it significantly cheaper on Amazon.co.uk at £241, and I've linked to that on my blog with one of my affiliate links. So if you want to click through from that, I do get a little teeny tiny percentage of what you spend. It's probably still about £100 more than a comparable standard microwave, but you're getting a much, much, much more versatile device for your money. And I have to say, having tried living with the combination oven, I really don't think I could go back to a standard microwave again. There's just some features about it which are absolutely brilliant. In the interest of full disclosure, I need to tell you that we were provided with the Panasonic combination oven. It's the NNCF771S. We were given that for review purposes. You can find my blog at www.geekmummy.com, and all the audio editions of my posts are at audioboo.fm/geekmummy. Thank you for listening.